As the architect, I'm going to try to tell whoever is in the library what was the starting point for the library. Books. The experience of reading a book. What is the ideal experience? Where would you most like to read a book, and what could make that incredible? Our feeling was that it was very much about light. It was about calm and quiet. The ideal place perhaps would be to be out in the country under a tree. It's sun shining, but you're not too hot. You're very comfortable. It's probably dappled shade. How close can you get to that? And if you love books, then you want to be close to them. You want to be able to reach them, see them, access them, have a pile of books. Really enjoy that experience. So I would want to encourage you to appreciate the quality of the light. And whilst you're there, that light may change because the weather will change outside. So it's that contact with the outside. It's the poetry of natural light. The fact that you get occasional views, that you're not distracted too much by other people. So you have some stimulation, but really it's a calm, quiet, enjoyable experience. So it's about the poetry of that. But of course, to have that, a lot of things that you're not aware of are going on. Or perhaps you are, because the atmosphere, apart from the light and the views, is probably unusually fresh. And the time that you're there, for most of the time, this building is working with nature, so the air has not been warmed or it's not been chilled. So the chances are it's really quite comfortable. So for most of the year, it's working with the world outside. So it's consuming significantly less energy, something like only two-thirds of the energy of a conventional library. Why is that important? To reduce the consumption of energy. Well, this is something that we have been pioneering as architects for 40 years. Although the so-called green architecture, the green agenda, is in fashionable terms relatively recent. But for as long as I can remember, I've been saying that these issues are not about fashion, they're about survival. To save energy, you have to remember that buildings in an industrialized society consume one-third of the energy that we produce. Now, somebody might say, well, isn't that inhibiting? Isn't that compromising? I would say that that is to totally misunderstand the nature of design, because design is about responding to challenges. Design in nature, which is the most beautiful design ever, is about responding to challenges. And there's nothing more beautiful than natural form. Those of us who come together to design buildings in a holistic way, they are rooted in the different kinds of challenges. And the ecological one is a very, very powerful one. Therefore, it's the other way round. It's not compromising, it's a generator. And in that sense, it's inspirational. It's as inspirational as the nature of reading, the quality of the books, the light, all the things that you can measure, as well as the things that you can't measure. So it's about those material things, and it's about those spiritual things. But really, it all comes back to the customer, to the people who are using that building, and the experience, and hopefully the joy.
Soweit der Architekt unseres Gebäudes, Lord Norman Foster. Eine Ebene der Philologischen Bibliothek fehlt noch auf Ihrem Rundgang. Begeben Sie sich nun bitte in das Untergeschoss des Gebäudes, Ebene minus 1. Der Fahrstuhl befindet sich neben dem Treppenaufgang. Sobald Sie unten angekommen sind, erwartet Sie die Nummer 10.